I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
First out of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. The guys on the bowling team in Baldwin, Missouri had a big tournament on Saturday night. And they were excited to get over there, drink some beer, shoot the breeze, roll some balls. But their car broke down in the middle of the road. The tournament was about to start. What are you going to do? Nobody's got time to wait around for AAA or a tow truck or anything like that. So they did the only logical thing a dedicated, focused, committed bowling team would do. They flipped on the hazard lights, left the car in the middle of the road, and ran to the bowling alley. The cops find the car abandoned in the center of the road. Eventually tracked down the owner. Sorry about that. We had to make it to our bowling tournament. Unfortunately, that excuse wasn't enough, and the car got towed and a citation for the car's owner for impeding the flow of traffic. No word on how the bowling went. I bet it would be hard to focus on bowling, you know, getting a turkey or picking up that 7-10 split when you're worried about your car that you left in the middle of the freeway. I hope it's okay. In Salt Lake City, South Salt Lake City, somebody called about an abandoned trailer on Tuesday. And so the municipal code enforcement officer comes over and sees the abandoned trailer and calls police to impound it. But the cops run the trailer and find out, well, that trailer's been stolen. The one parked here in front of this home. This home with a yard filled full of boats and scooters and jet skis and all kinds of motors and adventure stuff and stuff. Stolen goods. Anyways, yeah, just a lot of stuff there in the front yard. And the cop says, it was all stolen. All of it, sitting there in broad daylight. It was a good snag. We're making a lot of people happy with this recovery. They're calling people to come retrieve their lost belongings. One of the victims was shocked to get his boat back. He says, I'm surprised to see it. The homeowner, whose tenant was arrested in the case, said he thought the suspect was renting the space out to his friends, and those were just guys storing their boats over there because the guy had some property. Never guessed it was all stolen goods. They said the stolen items worth hundreds of thousands of dollars just sitting in the front yard. And finally, there's a job opportunity out there. It's not for everybody. Maybe it's for you. A leading sex doll manufacturer is seeking a highly motivated, passionate, detail-oriented man or woman to serve as the company's product innovation and quality tester. They want someone to have sex with various plastic creations. They're sex dolls. You get to test sex dolls. That's your job. Maxine, Heidi, Cass, Dawn, and the other sex doll crew that Silicon Sex World has created. The company says, hey, this prospective job candidate will earn more than $55,000 a year having sex with their sex dolls. If you've ever dreamed of a job of testing one of the most advanced sex products in the world, Silicon Sex World is looking for you. We're looking to add a new member to our team with a new product in product innovations, quality control, and testing. The company offers sexy life-size figurines in all shapes and sizes, starting at 4'8" up to 5'6", including chubby, curvy, thin, or pregnant. Silicon Sex World says they're looking to improve their product. The ideal candidate doesn't have to have experience as a porn star, but they're looking for an open-minded individual willing to get to know the product well. And they say the position does come with 22 vacation days, discounted products to family and friends, worldwide travel to events, a free gym membership, cell phone, and that salary of over $55,000 a year to be a sex doll tester. And thank God you get to work from home.
I can't believe it's news.
I hope they work from home. You don't have to go into the office to do that, do you?